Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Lopez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge takes first base on ball four. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball four. Gutteridge moves to second. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gutteridge scores. Williams moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr takes first base on ball four. Mealy moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston bunts towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gordon covering, for the out. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gutteridge hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Johnny Pesci is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesci is 0-1 in the game. Pesci hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mealy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Mealy reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Doerr hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-1 in the game. York hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Tebbets hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez strikes out. One out. Hank Ruszkowski pinch hits for Ed Gleiman. Hank Ruszkowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruszkowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Ruszkowski reaches second base with a double. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-1 in the game. Peck hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Mealy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Brian Stevens now pitching. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0-0 in the game. Hewson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-2 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Partee now catching. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreaux moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 0-for-1 in the game. Lopez hits a line drive into center field. Mealy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mealy. Boudreaux scores. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Peck strikes out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hewson fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York strikes out. 2 outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 5, Indians, 5. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 2 in the game. Gordon strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 1 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Stevens scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Houston for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 3 in the game. Pesky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lopez hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Williams hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mealy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Doerr hits a pop-up towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 3 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 3 in the game. Metkovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0 for 2 in the game. Houston hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Pesky hits a fly ball into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive towards third. Gutteridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards pinch hits for Ken Keltner. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Les Fleming pinch hits for Al Lopez. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland M. Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.